Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darling, and welcome back to another episode of The Liberated Life. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm even more excited because today we are doing something new, and we are opening up a space on this podcast, which is going to hang around for a while, called The Ache. And this is where you guys, as my wonderful listeners, bring me things that you are scared to say out loud, that you're struggling with, that you are really wanting to understand why it's happening or wanting reflection on. And I sit with them and I share what I see in what you have shared. Not necessarily to give you a clean answer, but to help you hear what your body is trying to tell you, and to go a little bit deeper into what is really going on with all of these pieces. So I'm so excited, and we're going to dive in today. So this is all done anonymously. So today's ache, I'm going to read out what this wonderful woman sent me. She said, "I'm struggling with saying no to wrong actions and to be faithful and loyal to my fiance that I adore. But every time I see the other guy that I'm dating, I forget all of my values and it feels impossible to do the right thing. I'm excited about the other guy and I wait for him to text impatiently." Right. So the crux of this, what I'm hearing, is you are currently engaged to someone that it sounds like you are in love with and that you really care about, and you're simultaneously, potentially, I don't know whether there's a sexual relationship going on, but there is a relationship happening with another guy, and you are questioning why you are doing that, and I'm hearing that you're kind of shaming yourself for this as well. So the first piece that I want to say here is it's really important whenever we are doing things that we don't feel are necessarily in line with our value set to see if we can come at it from curiosity. I hear initially that you are potentially shaming yourself for this, especially the language around it being like wrong actions. And shaming ourselves never helps in these dynamics. Shame is like what was put onto us throughout our lives and through history to try and keep us in like societally acceptable behavioral patterns. But to be honest, it doesn't do anything. It just makes us collapse and feel small, and hide behaviors that we don't think are okay rather than bringing them up to the light of day. So actually, in my mind, shaming ourselves actually keeps us in unhealthy behavioral patterns because we don't want to tell anyone about it. And as soon as we start telling people about these things, it becomes easier to process through and to understand what's really going on. So what I want to say clearly, first of all, is you're not broken, you're not evil, and you're not failing. It's really, really important that when we start to explore this, that we come at it from that lens, rather than like coming at you with a stick and like beating you with the stick to be like, stop doing this, it's bad, to see if we can come at this with compassion and with curiosity. Because oftentimes when we are behaving in a way that feels wrong, as you said, there's something deeper going on. There's generally speaking a part of you that's showing up that's trying to protect something. So I want us to try to stay compassionate and curious rather than in the shame zone. Now, there are kind of two different lenses that I want to come at this ache from. The first lens is around aliveness, and the second lens is around self-sabotage and more relational patterns. So the aliveness piece I want to talk to is I often think it is an interesting question to ask ourselves. Okay, if I'm in this loving relationship and I'm engaged to be married to this man, why would it be that I would want to be dating someone else? And there can be a number of different reasons for that. But I think a question that's quite interesting to explore is, who are you allowed to be with this other person? What I mean by that is, like, which form of identity, which version of you, which behavioral patterns are you allowing yourself to be with this other guy? Or are you getting access to with this other guy that you're perhaps not accessing in your relationship? I believe that we are often drawn towards people in our lives because they allow, or they give us permission to experience ourselves in a certain way. When you think about it, it's never really about the other person. It's about how we feel in the other person's presence. Maybe we feel alive. Maybe we feel desired. Maybe we feel wanted or special, or maybe we feel more in connection with our sexuality. And I think it's important in this dynamic initially to get curious about what it is that you are experiencing with this other person that is allowing you to feel something different to what you're feeling in your current relationship. And when you get clear on that, to question, okay, is this something that's actually really important for me that I'm not currently experiencing in my relationship? And is there a need here? Like, is there a need that I need to voice to my partner that I want us to try and bring in? Say, for example, you recognize that with this other person, they help you to feel special, to feel wanted, and you've been with your current partner for a long time. I don't know from what you've shared about how long you've been with them, but say you've been with them for a long time and you've got into a space of kind of stagnation and maybe taking each other for granted a little bit, that there is a desire to bring back an element of feeling special. So this could come through an ask of your current partner to be like, okay, I really want you to organize something for me. I want you to, like, I don't know, going back to writing love letters to me, or surprising me with flowers, or whatever it might be, to get that underlying need met that you're currently having met by this other guy. That piece is really important. So that is one aspect to look at. Now, the other aspect here, and I have no history on you here. I don't know anything about your childhood. I don't know anything about your relational patterns. So I'm really stabbing in the dark in some ways, but also just what I'm sensing from your message. The other piece here is, sometimes our system can be very, very clever at taking us away from things that it perceives to be a threat. Now, it's important that you hear the word perceives to be a threat. There is a difference between something being a real threat, aka toxic partnership, some form of, like, really, really dangerous dynamic, and your system perceiving something as a threat. Now, why would your system potentially be perceiving your fiance that you say that you adore as a threat? So sometimes, for those of us who have been brought up with childhoods where love was potentially a little bit chaotic, that it was unpredictable in some way, that it wasn't really consistent, perhaps there was, like, a lot of volatility in the home. Perhaps one of your parents was away a lot and came back. Perhaps there was some form of you being left at some period. Boarding school is a good example of this. Divorce, potentially. Some kind of rupture that happened when you were younger that started to make you believe that love is dangerous. Now, if we have had an experience where we think that love is dangerous, we will create a very, very clever protector inside of us, like an aspect inside of us, that will show up when we are getting close to love, when we are getting close to stability and steadiness and consistency, and start throwing up alarm bells and going, oh my God, this is wrong. Like, and it may not be actually consciously in your mind. It may be way, way deeper than this. So you may not even be necessarily aware that this is going on. But there may well be a part of you that is feeling in some way threatened by the consistency, the safety, and the steadiness of your relationship with your fiancé. Now, if this part of you believes that love is really dangerous, and that love, if someone comes really close to you, it'll be taken away suddenly, or suddenly it will disappear and it will be really painful, our system will do whatever it can to take us away from that threat. So this is where self-sabotage comes in. So sometimes we sabotage situations which are actually good for us because our system doesn't perceive them as good for us. This is where it's really important to recognize this specific word of perceiving. Like, it's not necessarily that your relationship with your fiance is in any way wrong. It may be that you are in the most devoted, like, loving, supportive, safe relationship, but for some reason your system's experiencing this as a threat. This has definitely been a pattern that I have sat with in myself, and it's not an easy one. It really isn't, to sit with this sense of, okay, love for some reason feels threatening to my system. And in that sense of threat, there is an impulse to behave in a way that in some way sabotages that. Now, the sabotage isn't because you're a bad person or because you're broken or because you're evil or because you want to hurt your fiance. It's because part of your system doesn't feel safe in that dynamic. So what do you do about it? The good old question, what do we actually do here? The key piece with this, I will say, is that first of all, it's really, really, really important that you don't shit on yourself over this. I recognize it sounds like you are behaving outside of your value set currently, and that can be a really painful thing. What I would say is that rather than pouring all of your energy into shaming yourself and telling you that you're wrong, something that can be more supportive is to get curious and to try to understand what is actually going on. This type of work will support you in such a profound way in your relationships moving forward. Because if there is a pattern in place in your system that when love and stability gets close, a part of you feels really unsafe, so tries to sabotage it, that pattern is going to be repeating all over the place in your life, and it's going to stop you from receiving and experiencing the kind of love that you really want to experience in your life. It's like the classic protective sabotage mechanism that so many of us have, and unfortunately we don't have the language or the understanding around it to really know what's going on. So it's become just like people go around being like, oh, I self-sabotage things all the time. It's like, yeah, cool, why? And what I'm really seeing here is that there's an invitation for you in this to get curious about if there are any needs that are not currently being met in your relationship in terms of who you are allowing yourself to be in the relationship. Going back to the piece around aliveness, around being desired, being special, all of those things. And the second piece is to really, really sit with, is a part of me really, really afraid here? And in some way trying to remove myself from this situation. Like, the thing that I find so fascinating about this is that sometimes for those of us that have this kind of dynamic in place, when we get into a stable, like, safe relationship with consistency, our sex drive can drop off a cliff. And that's not necessarily because there's something wrong with your partner, or there's no eros that flows between you and your partner, or any of that stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that. It's that to have sexual desire, either we have to feel incredibly safe and safety feeling good in our body, which it doesn't for those of us who have some form of relational rupture in the past, or it has to in some ways mirror how we were wired to experience sexual desire. So there've been really crazy studies done on, I think it was on mice that they did, mice or rats, where they explored like basically how we are wired to experience desire sexually, and how our first few sexual experiences have a really huge impact on what we find a turn on and what we find a turn off. So if you've had experiences in the past where you've had sex with people where it wasn't necessarily, I'm not talking about that it was necessarily abusive, but it wasn't like in a really loving, supportive relationship, having sex in a loving, supportive relationship can actually be perceived as your system as a turn off. Again, this doesn't mean you need to leave the relationship. It just means that there's work to be done around deepening into your own sexuality and allowing safety to be a place where your erotic energy can flow. So what I will say to you, my sweet love, is what I think is the most supportive right now for you is to explore a couple of questions in yourself. So I've mentioned a couple of them through this podcast, but you can go deeper here. So one of them is, with this other guy, who are you allowing yourself to be? That is the first one. I'd also like you to explore whether there are any sensations that arise in your body around your fiancé that you are currently labeling as boring or wrong. Like if there's any part of you that is finding the stability and the commitment threatening and labeling it as boring or wrong. I'd also ask yourself, this is a really juicy one, so just to sit and see what the very first thing that comes up is when I say I'm absolutely terrified to marry my fiancé because, and to see what arises. Because I really, really deeply believe that most of the time there's some part of you that's afraid. And I deeply, deeply, deeply see this as an invitation into deeper relationship with yourself. This isn't really about picking a man. Obviously, there is a relational aspect here that needs to be honored and potentially communicated, potentially not. But you're being initiated into looking at some of your relational patterns before you step into the beautiful portal of marriage and to look at what is actually going on for you. And if there's an aspect of you that is currently wanting to be expressed in your relationship that isn't, and if there's an aspect of you that's actually really afraid of the commitment and perhaps needs a little bit of support both from your partner and from yourself to feel safe to settle into your dynamic together. It's really not about you becoming good and stopping these, in inverted commas, bad behaviors. It's much more about you becoming honest with yourself, with your body, with the patterns that are showing up and running the show. So that is what I will share on this ache. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and that you gleaned something from it, whether it was you that submitted the ache or not. It is such a gift to be here. If you have an ache that you would like a response to, I will put the link in the show notes. It would be such a joy to get to feel into what you're moving through and to record something for you. I'm sending you all so much love, and I will see you on the next episode.